entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
And now it's time for a Hollywood Connections Beauty Queen special. Here's Teresa Velasquez.
Hello, is everybody there?
Here.
Yes, hello, can you hear me?
Hey.
Oh, you're there?
I'm here.
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Well, tonight we have a few guests. I want to start with, this is a Beauty Queen special for a Hollywood Connections, Dawn Reese. I am Teresa Velasquez, former World Classic Tourism Queen. For 219 and other titles, you can check my website out at teresavelasquez12.wixsite.com/worldmisstourism2019. And I usually post all this on my Facebook, so you can check it out too. I would like to start the show with a song by our talented songwriter. He has written like 5,000 songs, according to him. That's a lot. Singer, he's a musician and author. His name is Lee Knox, and his song for tonight is Not Alone.
I'm not alone, even though it feels like I am for real. Make peace be still, like you have before. I need you once more. I'm not alone, although the picture shows no one's with you. Don't believe the lie, and here's why. God still loves you when you're low, and he's never let you go. At times I think maybe he's left all my confessions and believing of breath, but you make sure I hear you, so I'm not afraid and not feel lost and alone. That's why I pray.
Wow. He's just amazing. That's Lee Knox. He is a songwriter, singer, musician, and author, and he has his websites, and I can post those later on Facebook, so you can find me on Pageant Reporter, Teresa Velasquez, Hollywood Connections. You can find me on Facebook. And our next guest, he's a new one, our guest tonight is Randall Rutledge. He's in a work. Randall, are you there? Randall?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, Randall, hi. Anyway, our guest tonight is, he's a new guest because we've had Lee before. Randall Rutledge, he's an award-winning film producer, director, writer, and songwriter, as well as singer. He is amazing. He has won many awards, I guess. I think it's like 70 awards or more for his films, scripts, for his songs. He's an amazing person. I wanted to start, before we interview you, Randall, your song, one of his award-winning songs is Nonstop Flight. Could you play that for us?
Check.
dancing down the runway, hand in hand. As we take off, we got our whole flight planned. It's a non-stop flight, but I'm loving you. As we take off on the go, we don't need air traffic control. It's a non-stop flight, but I'm loving you. As we begin to gain altitude, just like you know that love is true. It's a non-stop flight, but I'm loving you. Well, around the world, many things I've seen, but loving you, I've earned my wings. It's a non-stop flight, but I'm loving you.
And a very upbeat song. It's a fun two-step dance. Again, he is Randall Rutledge. He's our new guest tonight, and he's award-winning filmmaker, director. He's a martial artist champion, writer, songwriter, singer. What don't you do, Randall? Well, anyway, could you tell us how you're doing tonight, okay? Could you tell us a little bit about your accomplishments?
Yeah, I've had, it even surprises me, as of May 20th last year, 2020, just with my screenplays alone in international film festivals, I've won 57 international film festivals. I've won tons of music awards. Between the music awards and the film festivals, I now have 70 awards currently, plus I was also inducted.
That's amazing.
In the International Independent Superstar Recording Artist Hall of Fame, so that just blows me away.
That's pretty amazing. The Film Freeway, they have thousands and thousands of festivals, and, you know, it's amazing that you have won so many festivals around the world, right?
Yeah, from United States, Japan, India, UK, England, just everywhere. Mm-hmm. My screenplays have been places than I have.
Sounds like it. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's great. So when did you start? You were in the military, right? And did you start there, or did you start before that? And what motivated you to do this, to go into the entertainment industry?
Well, my desire, or as they call it, bitten by the showbiz bug, started at 6 years old. I went into Marine Corps at 17 and got out when I was 20. And at 6 years old,
right,
they were filming the movie The Trail of Tears in my hometown, Calhoun, Georgia, which starred Johnny Cash and Jack Palance. And I was in the car with my mom at the time, and they said over the radio that they were taking a long break, and if any of the town people would like to come meet the stars of the movie, we're free to do so.
Right.
So I told my mom, I asked her, I said, take me out to New Echota. I want to meet Johnny Cash. She said, I'm not going out there. That's stupid movie stuff. So I start kicking the dashboard with my heels as hard as I could. She's like, well, you put a hole in my dashboard and put another hole in your rear end. But she gave in and took me, and I met Johnny Cash. So at 6 years old, I told my whole family that one of these days I'm going to do what Johnny Cash does. And they kind of chuckled at me. So one of my uncles said, what's that? I'm going to make a record in Nashville, and I'm going to work in movies and television. Well, they all made me the butt of their jokes. 14 years later, I was in Hollywood on my first movie as an extra, which that movie was Scarface, with Al Pacino and Michelle Pfeiffer, directed by Brian De Palma. So they don't laugh at me anymore.
Well, isn't that something? That's great. And so your Kung Fu movie has won a lot of awards, and that Western movie that you wrote as well as movie is winning a lot of awards.
Yeah, Westbound 18-wheeler. I'll be leaving, be heading out to Arizona in March. Be meeting with some investors, and we're hoping to get it funded. Got one team member that's already doing some location scouting for us in New Mexico, and one out in Arizona. So it's a $30 million budget. That's all it takes for that one.
$30 million for that one?
Yeah.
That's a lot of negotiating.
Yeah.
Well, I hope the best for you, Randall. I believe you will do it. You're a very determined person. You're amazing, and I want you to stay on the show with us and play some more of your songs. I do have another guest, Kayla. Before we run out of time, I'd like to interview her as well. Her name is Kayla. She's a martial artist, aren't you, Kayla? Kayla, you there?
Yes.
Aren't you getting your martial arts black belt soon?
Yes.
Yeah, because Randall's doing a movie, Kung Fu, and I'm wondering maybe, he might need a martial artist. Anyway.
I'll definitely use some more people. That movie will be directed. I've already got him signed on. Art Camacho, he's an award-winning martial arts director. He'll be directing. I also have On the Dragon Wilson attached and Cynthia Rothrock attached.
Oh my goodness, that's a. What about Ranger Walker?
Chuck Norris.
He's amazing. I love watching his shows.
Yeah, well,
he's very talented.
I have an autograph from Chuck Norris. It says to Randall from a friend, Chuck Norris. I got that long time ago.
Back. Yeah, you look like him, Randall. I saw Randall. I said, Randall, you look like Chuck Norris. Right, Randall? I said, and he autographed you a picture of his. He autographed it, right?
Yeah.
A while ago. Yeah. Wow. So anyway, keep an open ear, and there's we do have talent here. Like from what I heard, you were talking quite a bit with one of our gals, Elrock, Jeanette Elrock. And so, she's a beautiful singer, country singer. She's a comedian, too. And she's very talented gal.
Yeah.
And so, but anyway, I would like to give everybody a little chance to talk about their what they do. And you're all welcome to come back to the show. Our new guest, another new guest that we have is Kayla Bigley, and she is attending college next year. She's a talented, very talented beauty queen. And how are you, Kayla?
I'm good. How are you?
Yes. Anyway, could you tell us about yourself a little bit, like the years that you've been doing pageants, and your talent and your platform? I know you have a wonderful platform, and you started it because of your grandmother. It was the Bell Books. Could you tell us a little bit about the years that you've been in the pageants, and when did you start?
Yes. So I started pageants about 4 years ago, and I didn't really want to do them at first, but my mom told me that she had already signed me up, and it was too bad, so sad, so I had to do it. So once I did it, I fell in love with pageants and caught the fever, and so now I love doing pageants. I love making new friends with people that I do them with, and I started my platform, Belle's Book, in memory of my great-grandmother. She taught me how to read, and her name was Belle, so I named it after her. And so what I do is I collect new and gently used books, blankets, and stuffed animals, and I donate them to kids in homeless shelters, low-income schools, and hospitals. And
That's wonderful.
Along with the book.
It's wonderful that you're doing that. Yeah, absolutely. Blankets and all kinds of stuff that you can donate to the shelters.
Yes.
And so you have a website, right? Or is it Facebook that people can go and they can donate there?
Yes. So it's a Facebook page. It's Belle, Belle's Book, Books. And it's got like a green background that says Belle's Books with a book on it. So that's my Facebook page. And you can go on there. And if you have donations, you can let me know.
So it's under Kayla, right? Kayla Bigley?
Yes.
That's one of your groups? One of the groups that you have? I'm looking for it right now. And it's under... Yeah, I could see your photo there, your Facebook. And then I guess they would have to search for that. Belle?
Yes, so...
The Belle. Belle Book. Okay, yeah, so they'd have to look for it. Anyway, you could look her up. Her name is Kayla Bigley, and that's K-A-Y-L-A, and Bigley is B-I-G-L-E-Y, and she is with, right now you're doing a pageant, right? Another pageant coming up?
Yes, at the end of January, I'm competing for Miss North Carolina Teen USA.
Miss Carolina, okay.
Miss North Carolina
and so,
USA.
Okay, USA. Okay, and then are you going to be singing for this one?
No, there's no talent for this one. It's fitness, evening gown, and interview.
Oh, really? So there's no singing for this one? Huh.
No.
Okay. So do you have interview? Do you have a platform?
Yes.
Are they going to have a platform? You should have a platform, some platform. Because usually talents, that's what they... I mean, pageants, they're known for their platforms. The girls are always helping their nonprofits and churches and communities. And that's what makes it so special that these girls give to their communities and stuff. And wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, so...
I'm glad that you're doing that.
My platform is Belle's Books, but the pageant platform is Confidently Beautiful and helping girls understand that no matter what their shape or their size is, or their age, that they can be confidently beautiful in the skin that God put them in.
So this one is going to be Confidence and Beautiful?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So this is your other platform, Confidence and Beautiful.
No.
Okay.
That's
interesting. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. That's wonderful. Anyway, Kayla, you're welcome back to the show, and maybe we could play some song for you, you know, that you might have put together. Our next guest will be Nancy. Nancy's been with the show before, and I wanted to, Nancy, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Nancy. Anyway, and we have another legacy queen. She's a world tourism queen, a former world tourism queen and legacy queen. And she is actively helping her community. And I want her to tell us a little bit about that. Could you tell us a little about what you're doing for the community at this time?
Yes, my platform volunteer in communities. Anyone can do it.
Yes.
Anyone is needed. So won't you come and volunteer with me? I have a Yorkie that is a certified therapy animal, and so she goes with me into nursing homes and into libraries where we read to the children and everything. And then I also have some damsel in defense things that I go around and teach women that have been in an abuse situation how to use non-lethal tools that damsel and fence have so that they can, you know, be able to defend themselves. And with all of that, you know, it helps build their self-esteem back up for one thing. And, of course, they don't abusive situation. This is for any person. It can even be, you know, for men. It could be for teenagers. It can be for, you know, children. Because we have things, you know, for the children. You know, because
that's
a lot of children that also get sold into the slavery. You know, and taken off.
You gotta definitely have them prepared, and you know martial arts or some kind of defense, which is a very good idea. Listen, I also have Jeanette, and we're running out of time, so I want to make sure that she gets some words in. Jeanette, you there?
Hey,
hi.
I'm here. Thanks for having me.
Hey. She's another beauty queen, and she's very active as well. She does a lot of work for the pageant that she's in right now, and also she's very talented. She sings, plays the guitar, and we've played her music before on the air. Maybe next time we can play your song, one of your songs, Jeanette, as well. So tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been doing pageants, and what is your platform?
Oh, well, I have been doing pageants since I was a freshman in high school when I was on the homecoming court. So that's how it all started. But my platform is against bullying, a lot like Nancy, and abuse because of experiences that I've had in my lifetime. And so I want to give back to the community, give back to women, and because I've been through so much, I want to help other people.
Absolutely, yeah. It's never too late either. I mean, you can always do martial arts. You can always find ways of defending yourself, like that damsel in defense that Nancy has. You know, ways to, because you can carry a stun gun or you know, spray the pepper spray and that kind of thing. So, you know, there's way to defend yourself. And, of course, taking precautions, you know, never go out late at night and that kind of thing. But things happen.
I flipped a man 225 pounds.
Uh-huh.
And I felt invigorated.
Say what you did again?
Huh?
Oh, I took a self-defense class, and I flipped a man 225 pounds.
Awesome.
I cried my eyes out because I had been through an abusive situation, and it, like I said, it was invigorating.
We're gonna get together.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. You can do it anytime. You can take it anytime. You know, it's not. It's never too late. You know, to do things. So anyway, what is your New Year's resolution, Jeanette?
Well, actually, my New Year's resolution is give more time to God, family, and country. And I have two books on the back burner right now. So that's my plan, and do some acting. And that's my goal for 2022.
Yes. Okay, so share them with us for next time. And then, Nancy, what is your New Year's resolution?
To be able to give back more to the community also, now that more nursing homes and other places are opening up.
And yeah, more after all this pandemic thing. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's wonderful. And things are getting a little better. We're not having to hide so much. We can get out there and go shopping and go to the restaurants and get involved in activities and that kind of thing. Before, we couldn't do that. Now the vaccinations and the boosters allow us to do a little bit more. And what about you, Kayla? What are you going to do? What is your New Year's resolution?
I really want to just grow my platform and give back more to the community.
Okay. The new one? Your new platform?
Yes, Bell's Book.
Cool.
So for the Bell Books? So you want to do more for the Bell Books?
Yes, I want to just continue to do what I've been doing, but also getting lending libraries put out into my community and being able to take
book bundles to the children.
Awesome.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Well, mine is going back to the, you know, fitness centers, and because you don't get a, you know, we haven't gotten a whole lot of exercise, so that's one of my goals. But anyway, also, Randall, what is your New Year's resolution?
Well, as you know, I had brain surgery a couple months ago to remove a tumor. I have brain cancer, and I'm going through radiation now. And might beat this stuff because I got too many movies to make. I don't have time for this.
Beat the cancer. Amen.
We're praying for it.
Yeah, so you keep at it, you know, keep taking your, going to your doctor's appointments and that kind of thing. And there's, you know, research holistic things that also you can apply, you know, you can add to your daily routine as well, and eat healthy and exercise and just do the right things. And, you know, and it's important to live a healthy, good life. And, you know, it's in the Bible, and you can find all kinds of healthy ways to live, right? We have a lot of things that teach us. Yeah. So anyway, I think we're almost out of time as far as for the show. It goes fast. So we're going to be playing Lee's song, the remainder of his song, and that would be the Not Alone. God bless everybody, and good night.
Good night.
Good night. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
I'm not alone, even though it feels like I am for real. Make peace, be still, like you have before. I need you once more. I'm not alone, although the picture shows no one's with you. Don't believe the lie, and here's why. God still loves you when you're low, and he's never let you go. At times I think maybe he's left all my confessions, and believing is a waste of breath. But you make sure I hear you, so I'm not afraid and not feel lost and alone. That's why I pray, Lord, don't leave.
Please stay with me.
Please stay.
'Cause I'll leave.
You'll never let me be.